The 2022 Patriot League semifinals, following a scoreless draw between BU and Bucknell after 110 minutes. The Bison advance on penalty kicks 4-3. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Casey Brown. Coach, if you could just offer up a summary and your general thoughts about the team's performance.
Yeah, I thought it was a really hard-fought match. I thought we competed really well tonight, and honestly, I have nothing but immense pride for the way we played, the way we competed, and just for these girls and this team. It's obviously difficult. Penalties are always a tough way to settle things, and you know, we know that, but again, I'm so proud of the way we played tonight and the way we fought.
This game started with chances, a lot of them for both teams. How did you feel about your team's pace offensively and ultimately the chances that you did have to try and put one away?
Yeah, I thought it was an awesome match that was very back and forth. I thought we both created a number of chances and some great defensive efforts out there. And credit Bucknell, they did a great job, and I think we did a great job kind of keeping some of their big personalities at least at bay. And very pleased on both sides of the ball what we were able to do.
In the first half, Celia Braun makes a handful of saves. Second half and overtime onward, Gretchen Bennett makes a couple of very athletic stops herself. And you also get a number of stops from the back line as well. How did you feel that those two units in general perform?
I thought it was a complete performance. Our goalkeeping was really strong tonight. Both players had to make big saves in big moments. And our entire defensive unit did an awesome job. Obviously, back line in particular. Just really gritty. Made it really difficult for them not to get clean shots off. And again, I was immensely proud of that tonight.
You brought up a tough way to end the game on penalty kicks. So with that being said, you know, how do you approach that conversation in the locker room or that conversation after the match, you know, with the team about, you know, how they perform and how they perform well but just didn't get the result?
Yeah, listen, it's a difficult way to settle a soccer game, and I think we all know that as being a part of it. But again, I think what I just reiterated is, you know, how proud of we are of the girls and of the group and how much we've just enjoyed this journey together.
So your first season as head coach of the Terriers comes to a conclusion. Among the highlights, I'm going to miss a few, but a top 25 win, you share the lead in the league and all league selections. You know, how would you summarize your first year, obviously, just based on the initial response with this semifinal result?
Yeah, I just think it's been an awesome ride and a journey that I wouldn't trade for anything. And I just want to say to my players how much I appreciate and respect them and welcoming me in from the get-go. But when I think of this season, I just think of the relationships, the people, the memories that you mentioned, and we're really proud of what we're able to do. And of course, we'll, you know, as we digest things and digest the season, find things that we did well and continue to grow in areas that we can, because we ultimately want to be competing for a championship. And I think experiences like this really continue to help shape us and shape our program and headed that direction. But I also want to just say that the seniors on this team have been integral to our leadership, to the culture of this program, and for really setting a foundation where we can continue to be competing for championships and beyond. So incredibly proud of them and thank them for everything they've done for this program.